Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Enjoy a tall, cool dude.
I grew up like most kids, worried I couldn't bench two plates, that I wouldn't fit in, that I wouldn't find love. Then I discovered partying, and suddenly all those worries went to the wayside. I didn't need love. I had keg stands. I discovered I was great at raging, and it revealed wonderful things about myself. I could relate to bros regardless of what kind of bro they were. I could be at a party and moon people and everyone would laugh, you know, be witty. Or I could play beer pong and compete with real integrity. In short, I fulfilled my potential.
The Nightcap on WGR Sports Radio 550.
All right, let's talk some Sabres. Joe DiBiase here on the Nightcap. 803-0550 is the phone number for your calls over the next hour. Leading you into the weekend, two afternoon games for the Sabres, 3 o'clock tomorrow against the Penguins, 3 o'clock Sunday against the Penguins. The Sabres will not have Linus Ullmark in net. He is week to week. That's the update today from interim head coach Don Granato. I want to talk about Granato tonight. But Ullmark being out, before I get to Jack Eichel and Granato, Ullmark being out, I think, leaves an opportunity for the Sabres to go get one of these top free agent college goalies. If it's just Dustin Tokarski and Michael Hauser, who's on your taxi squad, you know, you'll want to get Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen a game or two in there. I don't need him playing every game up here, though. Rochester is still the right place for him, given he has struggled mightily down there this season. And if the Sabres are going to go after one of these guys, let me pull the names up again real quick, because they're not names yet that are just rolling off my tongue, these college free agents. You've got Strauss Mann, goaltender from Michigan, started in front of Sabre prospect Eric Portillo this past season. He's an undrafted free agent. Adam Scheel from North Dakota, Dryden McKay from Minnesota State. Those are the top three college free agent goaltenders. And, you know, college free agency comes around once a year, and it's like, oh, this guy would be exciting, right? What was, who's the Devils guy that everyone thought the Sabres were going to get? Will Butcher chose the Devils after the Sabres were in the running, and I actually even remember the following development camp the year after when the Sabres played the Devils in a prospects challenge. This is how into hockey Buffalo is. We booed Will Butcher because he didn't come here as a college free agent. And Will Butcher has turned into what? An okay second pair defenseman. He had a really good rookie year offensively with 44 points in 81 games. And then he had 30 points in 78, you know, okay. And then he had 21 and 56 last year. That's fine. This year, 3 points in 11 games played. He's having an okay career. For those guys, that's typically the best you're going to do, is an okay career. But the Sabres in net right now is a desperate situation. Ullmark is an undrafted, unrestricted free agent at the end of the year. Hutton is gone, and you don't want to bring him back. Tokarski's an AHL goaltender, and Lukanen's not ready. Neither is Portillo. Portillo's going to start at Michigan next year. So, Where am I in net for the Sabres? Everything behind them is clear. Lukanen with the Amerks, Portillo at Michigan. Maybe they get to the NHL as soon as 2023. But not next year. We don't know who either one of the Sabres goalies are going to be next year. And I'm not saying it's even probable that Straussman or Dryden McKay or Adam Scheel would be those guys. But if they're the top netminders on the market, let's bring them in, promise them a big workload, which is a way to get them here. You know, if I'm going to try to convince Straussman to come to the Sabres, how do I do it? I mean, playing time is going to be maybe the number one priority for some of these guys. And I'm sure landing spot will be too, but playing time. You know, how many teams right now in the NHL can offer one of these three guys, hey, you're the starting goalie for the rest of the season? Because the Sabres can promise that, and it will benefit them as well. Because if you get lucky, and one of these guys comes in and even plays to an NHL backup level, then, all right, we've got one goalie going into next year that we know we've got under contract. And the downside is, okay, didn't really work out, wasn't all that good here, we'll send him to Rochester to play with Lukanen. That's the downside. And the upside, again, is I find one of my two NHL goaltenders. So that's where the Sabres are in net. I will be supremely disappointed if they don't end up with one of those three. Because they should be able to do it. Because of the playing time they can offer, the minutes. You know, Tokarski doesn't need to play. Lukanen doesn't need to play here. Hauser certainly doesn't need to play. Give him a game or two, but you have got, how many games in total did the Sabres have left? They are at 40, hold on, let me make sure I get this right, 43 games played. You got 13 games left. Nine or 10 of those, I would like to see go to one of these undrafted free agents, college guys coming into the league. So, quick take there on the goaltending situation. Really where I want to spend tonight's show, though, is on Granato some, but I don't know how interesting that is. I mean, it is interesting. And, you know, he sounds the part, doesn't he? And I'm trying not to get swept up in just how he sounds, because that's what happened to me with Tim Murray. I fell for Tim Murray as the Sabres general manager, because I could listen to him talk about the team for an hour. In a business where most coaches and GMs are just unlistenable, Murray was a show. He would tell you exactly what he thought at any given moment. But was he a good GM? Because the answer to that was no. Never addressed the blue line. Never. Now, I'm trying not to just get swept up in that with Granato, because Granato sounds the part. You know, he's exactly everything that I wanted the Sabres to have in Bruce Boudreau. Because that was when Kruger got fired, even before Kruger got fired. Boudreau was on the record wanting the job, and he's an offensive mind. He is a proven commodity. He was the guy I wanted. But it really was mostly because he plays an open system, an aggressive style. Worrying about scoring goals and not necessarily your defensive responsibilities at every single moment of the game. But here's Granato, not just talking like that, but he's got the team playing that way. Mittelstadt is flying out there right now. Dahlin is flying out there. He looks like a completely different player. If anything should get Granato this job on a permanent basis, it probably should just be, hey, look what I did with Rasmus Dahlin. He was having a setback. He was regressing at 20. And I stepped in. He wouldn't talk like this, I'm sure, but he could. I stepped in, and after a week, he was back on the track of a franchise defenseman and looking like a guy that could win a Norris Trophy someday. That's how good Dahlin looks right now. And Joakim Haru, too, who was brutal at the beginning of the year under Ralph Kruger. And he looks like a top pair defenseman. That Dahlin-Jokiharju pairing is the best, in my eyes, is the best pairing they've got going right now since Myers-Tillander. There's not a lot of great Sabre defense pairings to point to. You got to go way back. Maybe it's Myers-Tillander, rookie Myers, with Henrik Tillander. Like, when he won the Calder, that pairing was awesome. And before that, you know, who did Brian Campbell play with? Was that Spacek? That's how far you got to go back. It's only a week or two that they've been together playing like this, but they look awesome. They look like a franchise pairing. Pillars of a blue line going forward. And Granato did it. Granato's the one. He lifted the restraints off of Dahlin. And Thompson, too. Thompson looks like he's skating a lot better, and he looks more free. All the young guys. I can go through all the names. Asplund and Cousins. Skinner, even. Skinner's not a young guy, but he's a part of this team. You want to run through a list of guys that are a part of this future, no doubt. You get to Skinner right away just because of the contract. Like, they've got to make that work. And Skinner is right now on about a 20-goal pace under Don Granato. I think four goals in 14 games. And that's not $9 million worth, but it's also not embarrassing like we saw under Kruger. So I think right now, with Granato having the team looking like they're looking and having just sounding like this.
I do feel responsibility to the fans and the Sabres, you know, contingent. You know, we're in the entertainment business. It should be entertaining. I want to be entertained. So I can only imagine the fans. And that was one thing that I had in mind, was to make our games more intriguing, interesting, fun, and entertaining. And with every team I've coached, this is no different. I'm not trying to coach to necessarily to this situation as much as I'm just coaching the way I coach. And that fits. And that's always been my philosophy and approach to it. We all love the game, so let's play it at a level that we can enjoy it as well.
Donnie, that's the guy. That's the guy. That's the guy that should be the Sabres' favorite to be their head coach over the field. I'm going to throw that out there. I don't know if you agree with me. I'm just speculating that I would take Granato over the field today to be their permanent head coach. I don't know how you could deny him the job. Could it go any better? You know, I guess the record. I haven't got to the record yet. It's 5-6-3. It's not great. If they win tomorrow, he'll have equaled Kruger's win total, though. So it's better. It's about 500 hockey. Everything else, though. And even, you know what? 500 hockey with this roster is actually impressive. So I don't really think it could have gone any better so far for him. So I don't know how you deny him the job. And the Sabres, I think the reported number is $3.7 million is going to Ralph Kruger. They're going to already have a ton of money invested in the bench because of Kruger's contract and having to pay him still. So Granato's not going to be, I would imagine, not nearly as expensive to you as Boudreau or Gallant or Julien, you know. He checks that box too. He's got to be the favorite over anybody. The only name that I'll throw out there as a name that I am not even just worried about, but terrified of. What happens with John Tortorella? What I mean by that, and he is the guy I am terrified of. His contract is up in Columbus, and the wind is blowing towards he wants out of there. And the Blue Jackets probably have their own reasoning to move on from that. I mean, star player after star player has walked out the door with him as their coach. And he is going to be looking for a different opportunity, assuming he doesn't re-sign there. And, you know, I spoke with Adam Bonini about a month ago, and I asked him about John Tortorella. And he said, well, the one thing I know is he really enjoyed his time here, and he loves it here. And could this team be looked at as a challenge to him? Like, would he want this job? And the thing I'm more terrified of is, would the Sabres like that idea? Because, you know, you can get there. I can't get there. But some people could get there. Kick the players in the pants. Really get them going. No BS. That hard-nosed type of coach that everywhere he goes, at least at the beginning, he gets the most out of his team. The Blue Jackets, when he took over, were like 0-8 to start a season. He took over, and they were good for 3 years. They were in the playoffs, a franchise that had never been in the postseason, except for one time, was a consistent playoff performer, a consistent playoff, you know, qualifier at least. And that, I think, could appeal to the Pegulas and the Sabres. And I'm glad Granato's looked as good as he has, because he, to me, minimizes the odds that that's going to happen. That one, Tortorella is going to leave Columbus. Two, he is going to like the idea of the challenge that is the Buffalo Sabres. And three, the Sabres will like the idea too. That's what I want to avoid at all costs. And the way Granato is looking right now as their head coach, I think he is making that disaster scenario for me look less and less likely. Mittelstadt, 6 goals under Granato. Thompson, 4. Skinner, 4. Asplund, 4. All within 14 games played. I know Asplund's played a few last, like 9 games maybe for him. This has got to be your guy. I think this has got to be your guy. 803-0550 is the phone number. I'm going to take a timeout here, and I see a couple people calling in right now. We'll get some calls in the next segment on whether you would take Don Granato over the field to be their head coach and whether they should make him the permanent head coach. I don't know how much of an argument there is there. So maybe the first subject there is better, or the first question there is better. And I also want to get to Eichel, of course, because that's the big story of the day with the team. Darren Dreger on the Instigators earlier today dropping some bombs and...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
We'll talk Eichel trade. It's not a fun topic, but it really is one that I think we need to have. That's next here on the Nightcap with Joe DiBiase here on WGR.
You guys know when I took over a few weeks ago, we talked about restructuring our practices and the emphasis of almost reverting this training camp type practices to become better conditioned, become more explosive. We had to sell that to the guys, obviously, because the demand of the schedule and then that demand that we were going to ask of them in practice was something that they were going to have to endure, feeling that it might hurt us in the short run. But if we can get through the 7 to 10 days of really hard, high-paced, high-tempo skates, that the benefit would be great on the other side. And I think that is a big part of it. Our guys are much more comfortable and they have a much more pop and explosiveness. You see them looking to use speed and we're not wearing down late.
That is Sabres head coach Don Granato. It's a perfect example of a coach not trying to mold his players to his system, but instead molding the system to the players. The Sabres have a fast team. Even without Eichel on the ice, Eichel's their fastest player. But think about the team they had at the beginning of the year. Eichel has elite speed. Taylor Hall has elite speed. Mittelstadt has got really good speed. Dahlin, speed-wise, he's good, and then edge work and like the skating ability is awesome. Joakim Harju's a really good skater. We didn't see it a lot because he's often standing in one place, but now that he's allowed to kind of jump in on forechecks, like, he's got some wheels. They've got speed all over this roster. And Kruger had them playing like a slow team. He had them playing like, remember that Sabre team with O'Reilly? Reinhardt's still here, obviously, but Reinhardt at the time, like, you had way too many players at the top of your lineup that just weren't fast, and they needed to go address that. And this team is different. This team is fast, but Kruger was coaching the team like he didn't have that. Like, it's because he wanted to play conservative style, molding the players to his system. Granato's like, I got speed all over the place. Let's open up the floodgates. And adaptability like that is what I want to see from a head coach. And Granato is showing you that. I'll get to calls in a second here, 803-0550. But if I could just finish this point about the adaptability Granato is showing. It's one thing I always gave Lindy Ruff a lot of credit for. Go through Lindy's career. Why did it last so long? Why was he so successful? Why is he sixth all-time in wins in the NHL? He was adaptable. He first got here with Dominic Hasek as a goaltender. Played a very defensive sound system. Then, a few years go by, 05, 06, the Sabres got speed all over the place. They got skill all over the place. Oh, that year and then the year after, it's, all right, let's go outscore them. And they were like the highest scoring team in the league. with these small, fast guys. Then a couple more years go by, and okay, a goalie's my best player again, and Ryan Miller, let's lock it down, let's play shutdown defense. Kruger was the opposite of that. Kruger's going to play the same way no matter who his players are. And Granato strikes me as a guy that will change. Because he recognizes what he's got. And that's why, that's one of the reasons why he's really growing on me. And I'm just about sold on him being this team's head coach. I do want to talk Eichel trade as well. So if you want to throw that my way, feel free. Darren Dreger earlier today did say that if he had to guess, he would say Eichel's not back next season. He mentioned the Kings as a team that is interested. They have some big guns in their prospect system at the top. Quentin Byfield, second overall pick from last year, is the first name. And then Alex Turcotte, fifth overall from last year, from 2 years ago, is the other guy. So that's also on the docket here, but Granato too. 803-0550 is the phone number. Let's go to Jim. You're first up on the nightcap. What's up, Jim?
Hey, Sneaky Joe. I heard you talking about Granato. He's growing on me as well. I was just listening to what you were saying about him, and I heard you mention Tortorella.
Yeah.
I don't think he'd be a good fit here, considering the Pagula's mind frame. Looking over at the Bills side of things, if you will. But concerning what he's done in the short time that he's been an intern coach, I mean, you got to give him at least one more year. And, like, you brought up the situation with Eichel possibly being traded. Like, why not give Eichel one more year with Granato and see what he can do with him? Especially with Matt Ellis as the assistant coach. And
yep.
Forgive me, I forget the other.
Dan Girardi.
Girardi, yes. They're both young assistant coaches that are, all of them are well experienced. I mean, why not have a bit of a younger type mind frame behind the bench?
Yeah. Hey, Jim, thanks for the call. I want to get some other callers here. But you know what? Like, I don't think they need to have experience. I'm not a guy that thinks that that's vital. Even in the front office, in the scouting department, you should probably have somebody that's been there and done that. And they've now done that with Jason Karmanos. But you want to think of things a different way. You want to get ahead of the curve. How do you do that? You do that with guys that haven't been poisoned by the way things are and the way things operate for years and years, and that's been beat into their head. You know? Taking your own approach to something rather than just, oh, how you were taught to do something. That doesn't have to go poorly. And, you know, you could use the Sabres assistant coaches as an example for that. Granato's been a head coach, so, you know, not in the NHL level, but AHL, the U.S. National Development Program. He's been the head coach of teams before. So he's not quite that point, but I don't think it'll be up to them, though. Sure, like, I would like to see Eichel with Granato. I want to see what that looks like. But if they trade him, my guess is it'll be because he doesn't want to stick around. And at that point, it's not really up to the Sabres. I mean, it is in a way, but you're in a bad situation if he says, I don't want to play, and you keep playing him. So, thanks for the call, Jim. Let's go to Harry. You're next up on the nightcap. What's up, Harry?
Hey, thanks a lot. Yeah, you made a couple of points about Eichel. It's really up to him. If he's mentally checked out, then you might as well just move on. But maybe he'll look, keep going, and decide he wants to stick around and see if he can fit in. Drake, yeah, this morning on the Instigators gave Granato's resume, and he's never coached as a head coach in the NHL, but he's got a lot of coaching background. And he also has a lot of exposure to young elite players in this country. The guy is practically like having another scout on the team. I wonder, mm-hmm, if anybody asked Granato or Kevin Adams, whose idea was it to go after Bjork or Kajula? These are both players that have a connection to Granato. He's a guy who knows these players and tells Adams, look, I can work with this guy, bring him in. That's really big. And one last point. If you're happy with the way the team's playing right now, you've got players unlocking their potential under Granato, why would you change it all by bringing in a new coach now? Why subject this young team to coach with another philosophy when this one seems to be working?
Yeah, especially since, like, the system, like, you know those growing pains that everyone always talks about when a coach just first steps in? Like, those are already being worked out. So I agree. I don't think it makes any sense to bring in a new guy. And I actually, you know, you bring up Kajula and Bjork, and I don't know that those are, you know, quote unquote, Granato guys. But it does make me think about it. Like, are they bringing in guys Granato likes? Because that would lead you to, all right, he's got the job, you know? So thanks for the call, Harry, because I think that's a good point about Bjork and Kajula and his experience, too. I'm looking at it right now. Head coach all over the place for the U.S. program. And way back when, AHL coach for the Chicago Wolves, 2008 through 2010. And he actually, Granato, funny enough, Granato has been a scout. So, you like, Harry's just said that, you know, like, he's kind of a scout from his U.S. Development program experience. Go back before he was an AHL head coach, actually even in between. 2010-2011, Granato's a scout for the Vancouver Canucks. And then 2006 through 2008, he's a scout for the Toronto Maple Leafs. So, you want experience? You want versatility between your front office and your head coaching staff? And you want a guy that can evaluate players that has experience? He checks those boxes too. Thanks for the call, Harry. 803-0550 is the phone number. Let's go to Jonathan in Alden. You're on the Nightcap. What's up, Jonathan?
Hey, Joe. I'm a bit hesitant on giving Granato the keys. I mean, yes, I like what I've seen from him so far. I like that Dolan's looking better. I like how the team's looking better. However, you mentioned this earlier with Murray, how you liked how he sounded but didn't work out. And I keep going back to the first 12 games with Ralph Kruger where we started 9-2-1, and I was impressed with Kruger. And then, of course, it all fell apart. It wasn't as fluky as the 10-game win streak with Housley. I mean, hopefully it'll work out. If he does work out, I'll eat my words. I'm just a little bit hesitant after what we've been through.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Jonathan. I think there's reason to be hesitant on anything they do. You know, I think I've sounded very optimistic tonight about them, and that's, I mean, in part because look where we were a month ago. They were last in the league. They couldn't get out of that losing streak. They had a head coach that you just couldn't believe he was still employed. They had veteran players littered throughout the lineup that meant nothing to the future of this organization. That's where we were a month ago. Eric Staal playing minutes. He's going to be gone. Montour playing minutes. He's going to be gone. Hall. Matt Irwin. I know he's still playing technically, but all those veteran players littered throughout the lineup. And now it's young guys, and it's fresh, and it's hopeful, and it's also 500 hockey versus can't win a game, can't even get to overtime. So I sound optimistic because of the comparison to where we were a month ago, but that is right. You have to be hesitant, and you have to question everything they do because of the way the organization is structured, and the history of this team in the last couple of years. But, you know, for Granato, he's a positive light right now. He's a light at the end of the tunnel, at least. Eichel being traded, though, is not a light at the end of the tunnel. That feels like darkness, and that feels like another step back. But I don't know if it would actually feel like that if it happened. Because if it did happen, it might kind of feel like relief, you know? Like for fans, at least. I'm not saying this for the team. Maybe it is for Eichel. But for fans, wouldn't it just be like, all right, we're not always thinking about this now. You know, we don't have to worry about starting over because we don't have to worry about whether our captain agrees with it or whether he wants out or whether he's going to want out. And at the same time, it would feel fresh. It would feel new. And any amount of that, I think, has to feel good. That does not mean, though, it's smart. And that does not mean it's a good idea. Because I am here to argue for trading him being stupid. But I do think that other thing I just said is also correct. I think it would feel I think it would feel better than we think had that trade happened. If they started next season with a top six that read like Dylan Cousins, I want to make sure I get the right names here. Dylan Cousins, Sam Reinhart, Casey Mittelstadt, Quentin Byfield, Alex Turcotte, and Jeff Skinner. And then you've got Victor Olofsson somewhere in there. You know, like, different would feel good. I don't think it would work, though. I don't think you'd win that trade. And you don't get centers like Jack Eichel. You don't find them. That's why it's amazing to everyone else around the country that he could be available. I mean, it makes sense because of where the Sabres are and where they've been and how far into his career he is. But players like Eichel don't come available. How do you find another one? Cousins looks good. He looks very good. Is he going to be a Hart Trophy finalist type player like Eichel is? I don't think he's going to get there. Again, that's a high bar. That's not meant to be critical of Cousins. I just think it's so rare to have that level of offensive ability. And I don't think anyone else in the organization possesses that ceiling, that potential. Cousins will get you as close as you can get. Even the guy they would get, Quentin Byfield, who went second overall last year, this wasn't like a generational prospect. It's a guy that could be a number one center in the league, but not generational. So where do you get Eichel again? The answer is you don't. You're not going to replicate him. So that's the risk. Because remember what, it's hard to look at this as a negative because of what the last 10 years have been. But think about where we were 10 years ago. What were we dying to get? What were we obsessed with getting? The big number one franchise center. The Sabres had everything else going to some extent. They had scoring wingers. They had a good blue line. They had a good goaltender, a great goaltender. They had a good head coach. But none of it mattered because they didn't have the center. And when you have that guy and you give him up, that's going to be the thing that I'll think about. Is where will we get another one? And can we win without getting another one? At least on the macro. Can they win a cup? Those dreams are just so far away, though, that I'm not sure they matter right now. It's like, can we just even get back to being respectable and then we can worry about that stuff? I don't know. 803-0550 is the phone number. Any last calls we'll get in before Darren Dreger. I do want to bring you Darren Dreger, though, when we return. If you missed his comments from earlier on Eichel specifically, stay tuned for that after this here on WGR.